اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے. Oh Allah, give me an ocean of the tears. Comes in a hadith, if a person cannot cry in front of a man, he must pretend to be crying. Allah give us a tawfiq. Lutfe gulshan dide, lutfe sahara dide, is chaman me koi gham ka maara dide. Allah says, give me the enjoyment, the joy of life, whether I am in a garden or I am in a desert, wherever I am, then give me enjoyment of life, give me joy. And how will you get that joy? Joy won't be, a person can't get joy by going after the pleasures of the dunya. When a person, when he has a company, and he is in the company of the Allah wala, and his ghum, his pain, and their pain are one pain, then there is the enjoyment of life. That's why immediately thereafter Allah said, is chaman me koi gham ka maara bide. In this garden of tasawwuf, in this garden of tazkiyah, in this garden of making efforts to make human beings, real human beings. So in this garden, give me somebody who is troubled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is obsessed with this pain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other Allah further says that, and this is it makes ishara, allusion towards this ayat of Allah of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'a as-salihin. This company, where we are on the same page. Other Allah is to yearn to help people that are with him on the same page, so that he can tell them and he can express that love that he is to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that pain. ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ ڈر نہیں, مالک بحر و برد جب سہارا بھی دے. ایسے اہل کشتی, in other words, the people of such a ship and vessel, such people do not have any fear for storms or for the waves, you know, of the sea. When that ship and that boat, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the owner, and the owner of the universe, the owner of land and the sea, when he is our support and he is the supporter and he is the caretaker of such a boat and such a ship, then the people of such a ship, they have no fear for any type of storms, for any type of waves. Alayhi Allahu bi kafin 'abda. I heard Allah saying on several occasions, more than once, Alayhi Allahu bi kafin 'abda. Then Allah kafi for his banda. Hasbun Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the best protector. Wa ni'mal mawla is the best patron. Wa ni'mal nasir, the best helper. So this is what it is. That when Allah, the owner of the heavens and the earth, the owner of the seas, the owner of the land, owner of the earth, when he is the one who is giving support and looking after and guarding the boat, then the owners and the people, the passengers in that boat, got no fear for any storms and for any trouble, for any waves. Mauje gham mein hai kashti phasi e khuda nao. Now he's talking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mauje gham mein hai kashti phasi e khuda. فضلت سے اس کو کوئی کنارہ بھی دے. موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھسی اے خدا. That the boat of grief, sorrow, trouble, worries, distress, all the problems that people have, this boat of this, all this trouble, it is stuck in the موج غم. This is in the waves of trouble. Now what first let's say, isko kohi kanara bide, out of your mercy and out of your grace, O Allah, let it go, steer it towards the shores, steer it towards the banks. Mujhko khalwat mein bhi yaad teri rahe, e khuda aashiqon ka nazara bide. When I am alone in seclusion, then also I should be thinking about you and I should be remembering you. And other than that also, Like, give me the company of the ashiqeen. Give me the company of those who love you, so that I can be with them, I can view them, I can see them, I can mix with them, I can socialize with them, I can listen to them, I can talk to them. اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ دے. یوں بیان محبت تو زبان پر تو ہے, یوں بنا بیان محبت زبان پر تو ہے. On my tongue all the melody, then all the time the talks, the utterings of your love, your محبت, your pain. But ya Allah, اے خدا مجھ کو حضور کا دریا بھی دے, that is singing to my heart, so that ya Allah you can be giving me, you give me the oceans of tears that can come out from my eyes. اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم دی, اور زبان پر محبت کا نعرہ بھی دے. یو اختر اللہ giving the نعمت, the bounty of علم also, and also on his tongue there should be all the time this broadcasting, this talking about your محبت, this proclamation of your محبت, this should also be on the chanting of your محبت, announcing in a whole world and talk about your محبت, and infect the people also with your محبت. اللہ بس و تفسیر لطف گلشن بھی دے, لطف سہرا بھی دے, لطف گلشن بھی دے, لطف سہرا بھی دے, اس چمن میں کوئی غم کمارا بھی دے, اس چمن میں کوئی غم کمارا بھی دے, ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ در نہیں, ایسی کشتی کو موجوں کا کچھ در نہیں, مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے, مالک بحر و بر جب سہارا بھی دے, موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھنسی اے خدا, موج غم میں ہے کشتی پھنسی اے خدا, فضل سے اس کو کوئی کنارا بھیجے, فضل سے اس کو کوئی کنارا بھیجے, مجھ کو خلوت میں بھی یاد تیری رہے, مجھ کو خلوت میں بھی یاد تیری رہے, اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے, اے خدا عاشقوں کا نظارہ بھی دے. یوں بیانِ محبت زبان پر تو ہے, یوں بیانِ محبت زبان پر تو ہے, اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے, اے خدا مجھ کو آنسو کا دریا بھی دے, اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم بھی, اپنے اختر کو دے نعمت علم بھی, اور زبان پر
محبت کلا بھی لے اور زبان پر محبت تنارا بھی دے لطف گلشن بھی دے لطف صحرا بھی دے اس چمن میں کوئی غم کمارا بھی دے.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سيأتي على الناس زمان لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه ولا من القرآن إلا رسمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One very important sunnah according to the command of our Shaykh حضرت محمد شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمہم اللہ should say always discuss one sunnah and great great benefits. The sunnah is when we are performing our namaz individually as an imam also, after we make takbir tahrima Allahu Akbar, we read bana subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, then after that it is sunnah to read a'udhu and bismillah. Perhaps sometimes it gets left off. We should be conscious of it. Think of it. Are we reading it or not? And if we are reading a surah, starting a surah, then we read Bismillah again. If we are reading in between, many people, mashallah, read Quran Sharif. They finished one ruku, now they're starting another ruku. Then there is a Bismillah. But if we are starting a surah, then we should read Bismillah. So this is for the Hanafis, Ahmad. This is Sunnah. Now what I wish to show, where it's very more important, is that today generally, for especially when we make imamah, we got Shafis also behind us. And for them to read Bismillah is compulsory. Because Bismillah is part of Surah Fatiha. If the imam will not read Bismillah, then namaz won't be made. So the Shafis, namaz won't be made. The Hanafis will leave off a sunnah. Our namaz will be made. But a sunnah is not a small thing. A sunnah is a very major thing. But more bigger, the Shafis namaz will be made. And this where we have to be more careful, when we finish our first rakat, we get up from Allahu Akbar. At that time, now before Surah Fatiha, we must read Bismillah, softly, if we are the imam. But are we reading it or not? If we are not reading that Bismillah, the Shafi's namaz won't get done. And everywhere there are Shafi's. So it's very important to keep this in mind, especially when we make imam. Not only the official imam of the masjid, but we go suffer, we go in Jama'at, sometimes we have to make our own Jama'at. And many times they are Shafi, maybe other Mazhabs also, but Shafi it is. That Bismillah is part of Surah Fatiha, and for them, La Salata illa bil Fatiha. That Namaz is only made if they read Surah Fatiha. So we should keep that in mind, and we will get. And if we keep it in mind, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Many of our friends ask a very common question, lot of thoughts come in Namaz. Perhaps we're not reading our A'udhu, so Shaitan is coming. And in bringing all the thoughts, if we read A'udhu, then inshallah Shaitan will go away. But perhaps we are not reading, so Allah give us topic. Every sunnah, the value of it, we have listened many times to a person. And this sunnah is also perhaps something. One time, Hazrat Manana Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in the Darul Ulum in Azadar. He made namaz there. Then he said, it seems to me, your imam is not reading Ta'awudh and Bismillah. Because the time is not being given. And also, imam, so I'll be a little bit on that, that after namaz, when we're reading our tasbihah, sometimes we have only read, so completed Subhanallah 33 times, sometimes only Alhamdulillah 33, and he's already, by the time we finish, Allahu Akbar, the dua is finished. Now where must we go in between? So the imam should consider, and also not so long also, if so much time, but not so short also. Sometimes it happens in at the Hiyar position, we have to think, man, we hardly started Durood Sharif, or we just read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. We didn't start with Allahumma barik and salam already. So this, we should, the consideration should be given. If we do that, inshallah, our namaz quality will improve. And how much our namaz quality will improve, so much our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala will improve. And another very important point, addressing myself, we are all in need of it, muzakar. We make takrah, we discuss. So we also benefit. If Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, for a person to gauge how much of Allah's ma'rifat he has got, a simple gauge, very cheap, free of charge. And you can gauge and check on there that how much of Allah's ma'rifat he got. He says, how you make your namaz in public and how you make your namaz in private. You make namaz as nafils, sunnahs perhaps at home. See the difference. If it's the same namaz, mashallah, you've got good ma'rifat of Allah. If there's a difference between your imamic namaz and your own namaz. Sometimes the imam, when he reads his namaz, mashallah, he's taking long. But his own namaz, before you will start, he's already gone. He finished his sunnahs and he's gone already. So the comparison between the two will tell us that how much of Allah's ma'rifat we have got. And Allah's ma'rifat is extremely important. And also Allah's whole ma'rifat. Many times we commonly we are weak, we are taught like this, our Shaykh taught us, but there is the other aspect of it. The ma'rifat of Allah's na'mats we discussed many times. What great famous qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, but also that Allah Ta'ala is adi, is very fair also. But the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said that Allah Ta'ala with regard to his own rights, hukukullah, Allah is very good. He will forgive all sinful. But with regard to the rights of fellow people, he is very adil. He is very fair and just in there. And you see, Allahu Akbar. So much so, very shortly, I don't want to go long, but one subject that is coming now more is, which we perhaps don't discuss, which is very important. Perhaps inshallah, Allah give topic, we will discuss it. What the Sayyids, the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what their honor and respect is, how much we must keep it in mind. So with regard to just very briefly, there was war someplace everywhere, and that favors all this war. So a Sayyid lady, woman, she had to go away with her children because, like today, refugees are moving. So she went to a king's country, another king's country, and she asked for help on the Sayyid family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that, bring me your proof, you're a Sayyid. She said, I'm a traveler. In what conditions I left my home, my sunnah that I have, where I got my sunnah or anything, I can't prove it. She said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. She went away to a non-Muslim king. And she told her story immediately. He went, he said, sent somebody to his house. He says, tell my family to make provision for her, for separate quarters. She must stay there. Bathroom for her, kitchen for her, all the facilities, she must stay there. That night that king saw a dream, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Liwai Hamd, the flag of praises of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving it to the non-Muslim. So he said, Nabi, oh Allah's Rasul, I'm a Muslim. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give me proof you're a Muslim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face from him. And he's a king. So he went, he couldn't find anyone to come and give evidence for him that he's a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in your own kingdom, you can't bring me one proof, and you expected that lady to give you proof. So the rights of the Sa'adat, the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in many instances, even if they look outwardly right out of line, but family of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's a very, very important thing. Allah that give us tawfiq to make qadr and to understand. Anyway, so that sunnah, Allah give us tawfiq, that all our sunnahs we bring that in our lives, inshallah. The Ayat al-Karima is recited, is related with Hajj. Hajj is here now, Dhul-Qa'dah. And this ayat was revealed on the plains of Arafah, on the day of Wukuf-e Arafah, after Qasr, Min Ba'di Salat al-Asr, which in the Quran also it is stressed, the time is a very Mubarak time. And also we are advised that we should try and spend on a daily basis if we can, period of one namaz to another namaz in the masjid. Today between Asr and Maghrib is very short. See the, season, and when we find a short period, we look for the easy way out. Use that short period, and we try and stay from the one namaz to the other namaz in the masjid.
great, great merit in that, great reward in that. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us ikhlas, Allah is kindness, accept from us. If we can, we try and do that also. So, it was revealed after Asr, and this was really the last ayat of the Quran Sharif. After that few ayats, 83 days after that, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda, he left this dunya, he went away. And only ayat of encouragement, no other new laws came after that. The Quran was complete, deen was complete on that day. So this also, all of us, Allah, give us tawfiq, we made hajj. One is not to be complacent. I made my hajj, alhamdulillah, my father is complete. But that person is fortunate. Who feels, I wish I can go one. Last time I did my hajj, was it?
Yeah.
I wish I can do my wukuf in Arafat properly again. I was there in Arafat, but what I had to do, I couldn't do. Our Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib, his son passed away, Maulana Muhammad, all make dua for them, whoever has passed away. Simple, if you can read three times full, very good. Otherwise, just read La ilaha illallah. This is such a kalima that Allah seems to put it in one span of the scale. And you put everything besides Allah in the other thing. This kalima will help for you. Just how it's not a fuse la ilaha illallah. Yeah, let's pass the sawab to so and so. What is it different? What's the sawab it is? And they know exactly who sent it also. Allah Akbar, to give an illustration of how they know recently now. I'm very, very Allah wala in UK, Bahi. He wrote a kitab, Barakat al-Salawat, the Barakat of Durud on Nabi Ali Salatu al-Salam. And after that, after about 2 days, that's Baqi, and commentary is about a 2 hour journey from there. There was an alim there, they were friends, and he saw Maulana in the dream. So Maulana said, you didn't come to my janaza, so do you know that also who comes to our janaza and who doesn't? And he would question us, you didn't come to my janaza. He said, I'm teaching also, and it was my teaching time, I couldn't come. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, ulama, if they have to teach, let them carry on teaching. That is a big amount. So much so, now where do you go from here to there? My Ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when we were in Germiston, I was doing the imamah. So in winter, Asr is early, very early. And if it's not connected to the madrasa, we read it in the proper time, so it's 4 o'clock Azan, Prophet has 4 Jama'ah. And that's madrasa time, maktab time from 2 to 5. So he told me, you must go for it, you are doing imamat, you must be there, but you make As-salamu alaykum rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullah, you get up and you go and teach again. No tasbihah, no dua. Your duty to make imamat, your imamat is finished there. So like this, these people were, what aman, Allah Ta'ala, what these people were. How? We lived in a 2 houses, semi detached. Just a partition in between. You can hear this side what he's talking, that side you can hear. So we should listen to those were cassette tapes. So we should listen on the tape recorder. He asked me, how are you listening? With a battery or with electricity? Your electricity allowance does not allow you. This is an extra thing. If you want to listen, you must buy your own batteries and put it. How these people were. Allah make us that we come somewhere where these people were. Yeah. So how they were quite cautious. And he was meeting of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. And so much of taqwa, not, he didn't meet Maulana, he got murid by letter, and Mr. Tun, you just read my malfuz, my kitabs, my bayanat and that. And with that, he went in reach. Without being ever in the presence of the Shaykh also, where he had reached. What was I saying? Hafiz Abdul Rahman. Yeah, his Maulana, his pastor, Maulana Muhammad. So read that. Read one istighfar. Read one durud. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, that's durud. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. It's difficult, long. Let us all read. La ilaha illallah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Just so much. Immediately there's a bird by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala that is fluttering its wings. It's fighting. Allah says, stop, stop, stop. He says, I can't stop. The leader of this kalima hasn't been forgiven. Again it's not as it's been. Again Allah says, the third time, go, I've forgiven them. Yeah. If we read this every day, durood Allah give us tawfiq to read every day. And read 10 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't think half of it, 15 seconds also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what great rewards of delusion. Read at night before going to fall asleep. Instead of talking all other things, checking the phone, this message, that message, things going this way. Read 10 times to do it. And what our position will be. I'm like, you are stopping. And Friday, we try and read more durood. And they are so beautiful and so valuable durood. Allahu Akbar. And the ulama who have written kitabs on durood sharif. Allahu Akbar. Then you think, I must only read durood. And really, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you only read Tawli Sahari. You only read durood, Allah will take care of everything. Allah, give us topic.
So, this ayat was revealed in Arafah, and when we go for Hajj, this I wanted to say, Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, when you go for Hajj, make a, like you go shopping, you make a list. What duas you want, make a list. So that when you're in Arafat, you don't miss out a single thing. Ulama have written, when you leave Arafat, you mustn't have this sorrow, oh, I forgot to make dua for my granddaughter. Oh Allah, I forgot to make dua for my qabr. What's my condition going to be in the qabr? Oh Allah, I forgot to make dua. How I'm going to get on Pul Sirat? To get onto Pul Sirat is mustaqil thing. But to get onto Pul Sirat is more perhaps Allah. But to get onto Pul Sirat is even more difficult. And there is not a person that will not be spared who will cut to cross Pul Sirat. So all these du'as, so when a person went for Hajj, fortunately that person who feels, my Hajj, I didn't feel, I want to go again. And that person who is complacent, I wait my Hajj. Unfortunate, not so good. But a person who feels, I wish one more Hajj. And when you do that word Hajj, again you feel, I wish one more Hajj. One more Hajj. And then that is a person is moving towards Allah Ta'ala. And every day of ours must be on this road of suluk to Allah Ta'ala. All the time, one reason the ulama give why it comes that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also used to make his istighfar. No guna whatsoever. There was no guna. Had there been, Allah had forgiven the past and the future. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, even before Nabuwat, not a single guna. Not a minor guna also. Hey, what is the position? But 100 times a day, istighfar. And kasab, wallahi inni astaghfirullah. 100 marra, 70 marra, 70 times, 100 times, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What beautiful examples are given. One reason for that is given, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in this very moment, his position is going higher and higher. We all who have made our Isha namaz, we all who are sitting here and make our niyas accepted, all the thought is also going to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Made the effort, he gave the sacrifices, and his position is just going higher. So here in this world, when Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to a higher position, looking at his previous position, then he says that, Toba, Toba. What was it? Now, a person who's running a little shop on the pavement, selling something, he's making money, he's ends meet, it's going. Now he's got a proper shop, now he's doing more. He said, I was wasting time. Now he goes and buys supermarkets. Now he's got a filling station also. He's got a block of. He said, now I'm doing business. All this time I was doing nothing. I wasted my time. 10 years I wasted that. Now I'm doing business. Just like that. If we are moving spiritually, then a person automatically makes tawbah istighfar for it continuously. And if we, and that is why the pious, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, make istighfar looking at the previous condition. And now where we are. So Allah give us that talk. If we are on the right road and we are moving on that road, then we will see that. And moving towards Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us that reality also. That for example, this is just for us to understand, otherwise it's got nothing to do with reality. We're going for a holiday, and where we're going, as we enter the camp for something, beautiful lawns are sprawling out. Beautiful dams, lakes, rivers, the trees, everything is so beautiful. You are really feeling nice. Because you are moving there. You went for a holiday, you are living in a very hot country, to a cool place. As you come there, you feel the coolness. Like that, if we are traveling to Allah Ta'ala, we have to start feeling somewhere along the line, now in that coolness of Allah. So in ibadah, in tilawah, in dhikr, all that, we have to start feeling that coolness. If we are not, Allah Akbar, one alim said, Allah help us all and forgive us all. He said, if our iman cannot save us from guna in this one, how is that iman going to save us from jahannam in the akhirah?
And today we are left right and something important to now, very essential to now, we are forgiven. So we have this and Allah is so kind. Allah, this is the proof that Allah is Allah. He did not only permit Tawbah and Istighfar, He commanded Istighfiru Rabbakum. He commanded you to make Tawbah. And when you ask for forgiveness, you ask your boss for forgiveness, wife ask the husband, children ask the parents for forgiveness. Allah, after that, there is virtues of asking for forgiveness. Now I'll give you this, now I'll give you that because you asked me for forgiveness. Yeah, at the most the boss will say, okay, now I'm not firing you, you carry on with your work. He's not going to say, I'll give you 10,000 rands. Which boss is going to say that you made a mistake, whatever you did wrong, now I'll give you so much money. And that means you did wrong to me, and I command you to make Tawbah. You make Tawbah, now I'm for doing this for you, now I'm doing that. What the Allah, what how much? He commanded us to ask for forgiveness. And then after that, He blesses us when we ask for forgiveness. He gives us what damage. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we move towards Allah. So Allah has kept the door open. Whatever gunas we have made, our gunas, may Allah save us from that wrong idea. My gunas are such that I can't be forgiven Tawbah. That is a very wrong thing. The whole world, in fact, Allah says, if you people don't commit any gunas, I'll wipe you off the surface of them. And I'll bring up people who will commit gunas, and then I forgive them. There's no license for committing gunas. And no permission for committing guna. If he's showing that if you made mistake, Allah is there for you. No matter the whole world's guna, Allah just forgives. It's nothing important. For me, it's very good guna. But for Allah, it is nothing for Allah to forgive all those guna. So anyway, if we move in the path of going towards Allah Ta'ala sincerely. Not just that we came for a majlis and after that it's finished. And this path is a very serious path. It's not an easy or ordinary path. It's a path of great devotion, of great sacrifice and everything. Then you can go towards that all the time the person is working towards that. If a person wants a university degree and he attends university once a month, for 1 hour, and then he's going too far for the small university degree which won't help you in this perhaps in this world also, and from the time what it's not going to help you, nothing whatsoever. And for that it's not enough, and for this to Allah Ta'ala, how much of sacrifice Allah give us all. We are still very far off the mark. Allah guide us all and really let us with devotion devote ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, so this great and honorable month, Hajj is that ibadah. When the reality of deen, of Hajj, of everything comes, a person will want to make another Hajj. And if that reality comes in our namaz, our salah, then we have inshallah, Allah wishes to give us tawfiq, the Hajj also, Fajr also, we improve it on this namaz. Namaz we take for granted, Hajj we will still feel that I didn't do it properly, I have to go again. But namaz we don't feel that way. I must now improve my namaz. My previous namaz wasn't what it's supposed to be. My zikr, I made zikr, I was half sleepy, half no concentration. Now I'm going to make my zikr. If this comes into us to improve, we reach great, great height, and where and where we will reach. So anyway, this is a great occasion, and a person thinks in Arafat there, this ayat was revealed here. And Allah, what Allah, the Jews were astonished. And he said, hey, that ayat is revealed to us, we should make it the day of Eid. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I know when it was revealed, where it was revealed, on which day, and that is a Eid for us. What a great Eid for us it is. So anyway, this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. On this day, I have completed your the initial translation, which I have recorded. So what did I complete with? Your way of life. Huh? Religion is all right. There's a different religion than that, but the way of life. So to understand that way of life and how far we are off the mark. Who of us can say, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherever they should go and give da'wah, they say, you become like us. Can today a husband tell his wife, you become like me? Can a father tell his son, you become like me? That is how we Sahaba. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam say, inni lakum nasihun ameen. I may give advice that to you. What amanat I'm giving you this advice. Can we sincerely say, Allah make us maaf, we say something else, we do something else. But that was the Sahaba, and that was the deed, which Nabi Ali Salatu Salaam had 100% in it. His word and his action, his public life and his private life, life with his family, life with his business, everything was so Allah. And this is such a thing that if we have that, and we get tested all the time, and now it's giving us enough time to be tested. All the time we are being tested. How much do we pass? How much do we fail? For example, that Alaysallahu bi kafin abda, is not enough for his banda. A cop stops you, 2 o'clock in the morning, it happened to one friend of ours, speeding well over the limit, he has to be locked up. He said, they wanted a bribe. But he said, no, you take and you lock me up. So at that time, isn't Allah enough for me? When he went to the police station, they were just walking around to get a bribe from him. But he said, no, it's my duty, it's your duty, you lock me up, you have to lock me up. Who of us would say that Allah is sufficient for us? They realized, they said, go. Allah Akbar. One friend of ours who went for Etikaf last 10 days, Baytul Maqdis, we say Baytul Muqaddas. Then when they were returning, he's here from Joba, I would like to meet him inshallah. So he said he was sleeping next to him, who narrated this to me. Like ordinary talking love, but I could see he's a very specialist imadat, his connection with Allah. And he was a profession, not a maulana or anything, professional, doctor or architect, engineer, something. When they were leaving from Tel Aviv airport, so they marked them number 6, that's the highest security check. Where they would say, everything of yours, body scan also. Where they would see through your clothes, your body, everything, inside your body also, they would see everything. So they all went, they were fast, they were making namaz, he came. And at that time he didn't tell anyone, but they saw his eyes were blood red. And he was like, he was not a normal person. When he came there, he turned to Allah. Ya Allah, till today, my body did not open at any time for anything wrong. And now they're going to see my body. So he went in, malfunction. Israel's security, higher than America's security. No security like that. Malfunction. They told him, go off this, machine not working. Set everything right, go in the control room, put everything right, come now. Malfunction. So Allah is there also today. It's we. When Maulana Yusuf Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was with the Amir now. So, when he showed up, and then they were. So, the other ulama advised Maulana Yusuf Sahib that he had the feeling of the people. And that is also a history. That's why Ilyas, when he started, what everything, how it got finished. Nothing there, but how they had Alaysallahu bi kafin abda. When you hold with unakabir ladina min duni, they will put fear into you. This will happen, that will happen. Take out your insurance policy. Though if you don't take out your insurance, this will happen. All that, they will fear. And min duni, too, you can make translation. Besides Allah. And they put fear in you when those who are low is below Allah. Only Allah can do, no one else can do besides Allah. And but they're putting fear in you with those things who cannot do anything. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says when we go and complain to somebody that this is wrong, that is wrong, then Allah says, you complain about me, I can set condition. I can do everything for me, for you, you can complain to those people who can do nothing for you. Allahu Akbar. What our wizards, when some sickness came to them, people said, take treatment. They said, my doctor made me sick. Now who must I go for this one? He made me sick, he knows why he made me sick. And what they are. So anyway, so we have that fear of Allah. So this brother, they set him free. That, he's feeling so much. Then they set him free. So if we have that iman, that trust on Allah, and this is what we have to preserve. And I speak for myself, we are millions of miles away. If we work towards that, and that comes into us, we have, there's no problem. And for that we don't need a big computer room, we don't need a budget, a lot of money. We just have to make effort on our iman. So Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Your way of life I have completed, how you must live. Wa Akmaltu Alaykum Na'mati and I have completed, perfected, completed my favor. Allah is saying, my special favor when it's na'mati, not only my special, I have given it to you. And what was that special favor? وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased, I have given you a greatest gift, and that is the gift of Islam, for which I made my Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, sacrifice so much. And we read, we hear about the sacrifices of Nabi salam, of the Sahaba ikram, of the ulama, right in our times now, what ulama are sacrificing, jamaats where they are going, and what they are sacrificing, all that is for this deen to come alive. And what sacrifices are being given, and how much our sacrifices, so much Allah is bringing deen alive. Just to give you one example, not long ago, and there are so many instances, Maulana Gul Muhammad, he was in Pakistan. What a man, there isn't a, we have to just explain about, he had only one turban in his life. Mm-hmm. When we should wash it, don't think he shouldn't wash it, but half a turban he should wash. Then when it gets dry, then he wears it. Then he washed the other half. No other. Just before he passed away, somebody came and visited him, offered him one cup of tea. And he said, don't wait for anything else, there is nothing in the house. Mm-hmm. And effort of deen he should make, Allahu Akbar. Travel him on bicycle, bus. When other people used to travel also by car, there were those, but he traveled by bus and bicycle. This is what I want to mention. He went to the bus stop where there was news that a whole village or a whole group of people are becoming Qadianis and they have to be saved. When he reached the bus stop, news came from home, his only son, young son, has passed away. Now he's in a dilemma. My son has passed away, I see to his burial and death. That's like how many people are going to become murtad? What must I do? What will you do? But he said that there were other people are there to look after them. Those people there, they will become murtad. That cannot be allowed. Such sacrifice. And over that deen becomes alive. So anyway, with this great, great sacrifices, that deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his perceived purity brought it to us. What I want to try and highlight, if I can, inshallah, is that that ayat was revealed when? About 1400 years ago, when Allah said that Al-Yawma, I have completed your deen, I have completed my very special favor for you, I chose Islam for you as a way of life. So which Islam is that? Is that the Indian way of Islam, Pakistani, Malaysian, Arab, or is it of Nabi alayhi salatu? Is it the Islam of 21st century, 15th century, Islamically, or is it of that time? So today, which Islam must we follow? Must we follow the Islam of today? That we are in South Africa, conditions are different here. We are in the 21st century, 15th century. Which Islam must we follow? We have to follow that Islam. And in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَضِي خَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. A person who chooses any other way of life besides Islam. Not in the dunya, Allah said, in akhir. If you choose any other way, you're fitting. That you are now, you are very level thinking, you are more than thinking, you understand. Yeah, you are, but the akhirat, what you going to do? Allah didn't mention the problem in the world, the problem in the akhirat. So we have to follow, which has come into us, we have to follow that Islam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with, which is not Arab Islam. Arabs are living a different way of Islam. Pakistanis are living a different way of life. Malaysians are living a different, that Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And ignorance is no excuse, it's everyone's duty. Like the Maulana read, mashallah, our Shaykh said, that akhtarku ilm ki daulat ki de. This knowledge, which is a very, very great blessing to have ilm of deen, to have the ilm of that correct way of life. So we have to follow that way of life. Haji Bilbadi rahmatullah alayhi, one time returned from overseas. And he was stressing the lesson he learned at that we must remain behind. So he said, today we have to go ahead, we have to go forward. He said, we must remain behind. Stay behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to bypass and go in front of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, when the camel went past Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's camel, the Sahaba couldn't tolerate it. How could this camel pass the camel of Nabi alayhi wa sallam? That's a camel. And we human beings, we have to go ahead of his way?
No, stay behind his way.
In our success in God. Your imam, stay behind the imam. If the imam makes a mistake, you follow him in the mistake. Don't you now exclude yourself from there. How he, and then you correct him, you become right. But you be behind the imam. If you go in front of the imam, as it happens a lot in Masjid, the number of people who are reading outside namaz, they are in front of the imam. The namaz is not made, you have to be behind the imam. So we also remain behind Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. See, there is our safety. There comes another question here. We going back, another little example, quickly, that here in the town, plenty of water, open almost any tap, and water will be just flowing all the time, but you decide that you want to go outside to look for water. And you go further and further away. Then you come, we see a mirage, and it looks like there is water. When you come there, no water. Now it's further. You go there, no water. And you can walk where it looks the sky meets the ground. The horizon meets the ground. You can walk the whole world round. The sky won't meet the ground. There is a huge space between. And you won't get water. If you want water, go back to the city. And we have to go back 1400 years to the city of Medina to Munawwara. And try and bring them Islam, which Allah said, your success lies in there. If we follow that, then it's our success. And we want to go forward. Today is the time of technology. Today is the time we have to use all means in order to spread deen. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, one example, from now about 50, 60 years ago, a Jamaat went to Japan. Those days, those who have some idea, it was a different world from today's world. And today's world, from a year's time, we don't know what it is going to be. How things are changing. One of the sons, children, told the parents, how did you people now? No cell phone, no smartphone, no WhatsApp, no computer, no internet. How did you people love? Father said, how do you love without namaz in your life? I can't understand. How do you love without Quran Sharif tilawat in your life? How can you love like this? So, difference of so, and in a year's time, in 6 months' time, Allah alone knows what the changes are going to be. First was the big enemy, TV. Now the grandmother of TV came. Internet and what, all things are happening. So this Jamaat went to Japan. It was a time when commonly Jamaat used to go to Europe countries or Western countries. They would meet a Muslim one place and 200 kilometers to the north. You have to travel to meet one, and perhaps you don't meet them also. They work on shifts day and night, and you can't meet them anywhere. 500 kilometers you go to the west, perhaps you will meet a Muslim there. So the people there told them, you came for 40 days, perhaps you'll hardly meet 2-3 people in this 40 days. What you do is that we will arrange a slot for you on TV. And in 10 minutes, you'll address the whole nation. And everyone will get to you your message. Me and you will say, that makes sense. 10 minutes we will get. So they said, we will find out. And this is an important thing also. Today we want to make our own decision. They said we would like to murder Nizamuddin, those days, and have to be Shitsar and Shura and Kushka. So they wrote, they said, never ever do that. Why? Look at the understanding now. They said TV is primarily entertainment, primarily fantasy. The films are shown which are not true, everyone, but it's also said we know it's false. But how we get absorbed in it? And how we do, what do we take from there? We know it's false. It's not a real thing. It's just a false thing. All those, there are comedies on there. There are all other things on there. So if you tell them that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried a bag of wheat on him, the king, so to say, the president of the country, and for a lady with her children out in the desert, and he cooks the food for them there, they will say this is impossible. This is also their fantasy. All stories. It's not reality. But when you will be there and you are making five, non-Muslims can't understand how you make five times a day namaz. They can't understand how you keep roza. Whereas our little children, yesterday I met one boy, maybe about 5 or 6, with a counter on his finger. So I asked him, what are you doing? Durushin. By the thousands he's reading. Today we as grown-ups, we can't read by the decades, by tens. And he's reading by the thousands. So when you see this reality, you realize. So this is that ayat, so we have to go back to that time. Now we have a problem here. We go back to that time, we have to start riding camels again. Toilets, we can't use the toilets, we must go in the toilet, there's no felt also. Yeah, now which felt you going? So now what are we going to do? Now we have to decide and go the modern way. We can't go back that way. So the simple solution, and that's all that you must stop here, is like when the dams get full. And the dam is full, and a person who doesn't know, he opens the gates. And he causes a flood, then what is going to happen? Then there are those people who are responsible, they have proper understanding. They say, no, we only open the gate so much. We can't open more. Otherwise, if we know a little bit of what is happening in the world, floods that came in Pakistan, because in India they opened the gates, and we can't believe when we saw those places, what levels of what, whole villages destroyed. Okay. Why? They opened the gates to them. So if we open, if we have this attitude, now we are living in this time, open the gates. And just go into, wildly into this land. Then we will get where Islam will be mocked on. Mm-hmm. A comedian will come and that is still nothing. Then you will get musical chairs and what happens after that on that. That is still nothing. What is going to come? Allah says. These are all tests. And then what still is going to come? So, and those responsible people will say, okay, the dams are getting full, the dam might burst. But reasonably you open, and they go with responsibility, little. And that is the word of the fuqaha. Those who have Allah wala fuqaha, who have got the proper knowledge of deen, fiqh, Quran and hadith. And they see what we have to do now, That is the right way to go. And then inshallah, with modern society, we are in America, we are in South Africa, we are in Japan, China, anywhere, no problem. You will be able to practice on deen, and it is happening now. Whether it is the jungles of Africa or Asia, whether it is the concrete jungles of America and Europe, but everywhere Allah has put His bandas who are getting so muharrat more. They are living with us in this time, but what more they are being, what their position is, where their position is. So is Islam to live that proper Islam which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam brought, it is possible today. Wherever we are, it is possible, and that is what we must live by. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand that we just don't open the gates and let a flood come out, all things. They have opened their gates, and today it is smartphone, tomorrow Allah knows what is the next thing. And nobody could ever dream there could be a thing like internet. Nobody could ever dream that, yeah, now while sitting here you are contacting somebody in America. And today, making a call, you don't need your mouth. The fingers are moving and the call is being made. And not to one person, to 500 people, to 1,000 on your group. And response to that is 10,000 people. What? Now, where, Allah Akbar, when are you going to finish reading that response? Which response are you going to reply to? Only Allah make rahm. If Allah Ta'ala saves a person, he will get saved. So Allah give us topic to understand, we must stick to that Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And don't make any decision that we have to have TV now. Leave that to the great, great Allah wala ulama, the fuqaha. When they will decide that this is right now for the time, this is right, and unanimity of theirs. Not one, two persons here and there, but unanimity. Then they will decide. But otherwise, today we want to decide everything for ourselves. And the result is, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ, a time will come on people. لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُ, only the name of Islam will be left. Everything will be done against Islam. Today we say, nikah, dawah. And the nikah is 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And the rest of the time, in the name of Islam and nikah, what and what is not happening? And who doesn't know? But the name is nikah. In Karachi one time, there was a wedding over 3 days. At the end of the 3 day period, then they fell into argument and confusion and controversy that was the nikah made or not. For what this whole gathering was for the nikah. And now they didn't remember the bride, they didn't remember that they took permission from her, the bridegroom didn't remember that there was this nikah to place. So this is the condition. We, in the name of Islam today, walima, it's an Islamic name, but what or not is happening in the walima? The name is walima, only the name of Islam, but everything else besides walima. For unfortunately, most of the people inshallah are genuine. But we do hear sometimes Allah saying us that the name is Umrah, but the whole thing was something else. It wasn't Umrah, it was something else. His name is Islam, but something else is happening. Today, Quran Sharif Khatam. When Hibs Khatam, the name is again Islam, but all other things are happening in there. So the time we shall hear Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied and told us that there will be a time when only the name of Islam will be used. Anyone, how many wives say, you only use me. And how bad a person feels in a business transaction, and you realize at the end I was only used. I got nothing out of it. All I was just used there. How bad we feel. Today we are using the name of Islam just to justify all our things. وَلَا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُ The name only, the writing of the Qur'an, the customary thing of the Qur'an, and what is not happening in the name of Qur'an Sharif. Everywhere in the world, in the name of Qur'an, all the competitions and all what is happening, and we know the details of it. So Allah Ta'ala save us from that. So this is the time that we have to see, stick firmly, and to the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with our nawajis, with your teeth, hold on it. The time will come, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that Islam is 100% alive today. Yes, the less people will be following, not the majority. Don't worry about the majority. Our Shaykh gives so many examples. He says, in our country, in Pakistan, in our country, are the majority of the people poor or rich? So if we have to go by the majority, give up on your riches, join the poor. The majority of people, they go to work by bus, walking, bicycle, or they go with their Mercedes and BMWs. Bus, bicycle, walking. So we also start doing that if we want to. Majority of the people of our country lives in luxurious homes or in sheds. They live in sheds. So we also go and live in a shed if we want to follow the majority. I can't stay as a minority. I have to join the majority. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that minority will exist forever, and they will be like those people who are carrying burning coal in there. But these people in the akhirah, Allahu Akbar. When the day will come, khafiratul rafi'ah, some people will be brought down, others will be raised up. How many people? And really we see with our eyes, like nobody regards them as anything. But when we see how they lived and how they died, their position will be in akhirah. And on the other hand, we can have titles of Maulanas and Hafiz and everything, and all Sunnah on the outside. But in the Akhirah, Allah Ta'ala will see what was in the heart, what was our inside life. And another simple thing that we can understand, see, there are a lot of efforts of deen. We have Tabligh Jamaat, mashallah, Darul Ulooms, Makatib. Then we have also various other radio stations, TV stations, a lot of others also, a lot of efforts of deen. Inside only Allah knows. We are not even responsible for what the inside of other people are. Our own inside we are responsible, but on the outside. And of all these efforts of deen, what do we feel? Which effort is the most like backwards? There's Tabligh Jamaat, there's Darul Ulum, there's Makatib, there are many other forms also of effort of deen. Which is the most old, like primitive, backwards, which one? Tabligh Jamaat. And if we see outside, outwardly, Allah knows the inside only. Where we see the most of deen? Alive. That system which is closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is easily the greatest prophet. That prophet we can see with our eyes. And we are responsible for outwardly, not inside. And those Darul Ulooms which teach still according to sunnah, sitting on the floor, etc., you see the results also. And there are Darul Ulooms where they are sitting on table and chairs, smoking also, and reading Bukhari Sharif also. It's happening, unfortunately. There you won't get that result, but those who are more on the backward, they are producing the greater results. And their system is such that they don't have offices also, Tabligh Jamaat, nothing like that, not a bank account also. And they work worldwide. And miracles are happening. Not happen, are happening in front of our eyes. What type of people changing their lives in what way? This is all that system. So more in everything we stay towards the time of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One great wizard whose work was to make rotis and sell. Yesterday's roti he sold more expensive, double the price than the fresh roti of today. Doesn't make sense to us. This is out of line. And the stale roti must be half the price. or you give it free. They ask him, how come? He said, that roti is closer to the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This roti is further away. If we can get this understanding, then inshallah, to understand deen will become easy. But when all modernism and all liberalism and free thinking takes over, we can't understand deen. For that, if we listen, read our akabir's kitabs, and the fadail-e a'mal, and the life stories of our akabir, it will work miracles with us. So Allah give us topic to understand, and with this hajj that is coming, if we are not there, at least our desire to be there and take the lesson. We read, we gave our presence at Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person feels, no, I didn't show full respect for that. I must go again. And you learned a few beautiful roots that you want to present now. Now go again and present it. And to be close to Nabi alayhi salatu is a respected honor for this ummah. That you can be at a few meters distance from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The greatest of the great after Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can match with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you can be right there. And so how many people are going, mashallah. And what their honor is, Allah take us also over and over also. And as far as knowledge, just one, two things. That which Hadrat said that, oh Allah, give me, bless me with knowledge also. Just now lately, a lady in our country, 83 years old, completed her hijj. 83 years old. One lady, Ramzan, she is just Ramzan. Whole Ramzan, not a single phone call she will take. Only reading Quran. This is here happening. Plus 70 she started hijj after Ramzan. One person in America invited an alim to come to his hijj graduation ceremony. And he was 90 years old. So these things are happening right now. And how many, so no excuse that we have to earn to gain knowledge, the doors are open. And you enroll at a Darul Uloom, no fees, free of charge. If you make your own arrangement for boarding, free of charge. If you have boarding, your little fees for boarding, that will be charged. Otherwise free. And to get a piece of paper at a university, you pay through, I don't know where you have to pay to get that piece of paper. And then if you get employment, you lack this stuff. Perhaps you won't even get employment. So this is this great deen Allah has given us. Let us stick firmly to the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when we have to move forward, we have to do it with great, great caution and move forward. And at the same time, Mufti Zainul Abidin said, even today when we are sitting in luxurious motor cars, but check yourself, your heart's desire must should still be, we should be riding camels. And Allah only knows what His plans are. But if you have to, all the Sahaba, the battles they went for. From Medina Sharif right to Yarmouk, from Medina Sharif right to Iran, right to Rome. And when the camels they travel, and how did they manage? Allah gave barakat in that time. And if Allah wants to, today He gave. And what was their swords? Rusted swords. Sometimes a broken sword, which they took a piece of lead and they wrapped it. But with that, what miracles they showed. So we don't really need all that today. We must have those weapons which the enemies have got. And the enemies, this is our height of our calling. That we buy our weapons from them. And today they control that weapon also. With all the things they put, they control and we buy from them. And in everything, we want the best doctors. But you go to them, they will know where to keep you and where to stop you. And where to control you. You want to become the best engineer, you go to their university. And if you go to an Islamic, become an alim and study hadith, and what doors of hadith are open. What doors of tafsir are open? Yeah, you are not controlled by anyone. You go and you can excel as much as you want to. And Allahu Akbar, if we get the reality of this, what is in hadith, what is in fiqh, what is in tafsir, Allahu Akbar, nothing can match with this. What Allah Ta'ala has given. So Allah has opened this great door. Let us move in this direction. Let us not, Allah save me as all. Don't fool ourselves with this temporary dunya. And Allah Ta'ala has also kept the doors of Tawbah Istighfar. We are all at fault. We all have made our mistakes. But Allah has left the doors open. Let us try and move in that direction and see what Allah will bless us with. May Allah give us all good.